is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained? Yeah, okay, yeah, love it, and thanks for tuning in, it's much appreciated. Look in the sponsor opportunity green room, you'll see John Bradshaw Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate, and his pal, King Gift A. Bailu, the inventor of words, prepping diligently for what's on the Your Company Name Here slate. We also have George Hook, the Irish legend, calling in, so let's get to it. Gentlemen, 71-43-3. It was a heavy weekend of picking rugby, but we survived and did well. Once again, instead of having one of us as the wooden spoon, because we all did so well, it goes to South African professional rugby. That's who gets the wooden spoon, much to your chagrin, I know, fellas, because you picked against Munster. What do you have to say?
I'm more mad about the NOLA Gold and more so than I am about South Africa. Everybody gets one, but that was just unnecessary. Yeah. I'm more mad on that one.
Me too.
Let Miami.
Oh, yeah.
That aside, anything catch your eye from last week, John?
Yeah, the backs for Utah are incredible. Lasecki, that's a grown-ass man, by the way. Those guys have got tons of speed. You've got a couple teams with tons of speed. You got the Free Jackals got a ton of speed. You got Utah with a ton of speed. Houston just beats people up. They run incredibly hard lines. And I was really surprised, and I'm sorry, King Gifted Bailu, about your NOLA boys, because Miami came to play. I mean, Miami's a pretty solid, salty team.
They're starting to gel. They haven't, they're a new team, so they're different players from different parts of the world, but they are starting to gel, and they've got some very, very good.
What's the odds they're way over the salary cap?
Yeah, the salary cap is, again, a tricky area.
Yeah. It's never been broken in the MLR. You're right. Yeah. Everybody adheres to it.
I'm agreeing with you. It's a tricky area. It's something that they have to address.
King, what happened to NOLA?
My goodness. It's the back roll. It's starting to feel the old glory fallback. We're just 3 weeks later than they are.
The problem is you can't play a second half to save your lives. Last 3 weeks, you just collapsed.
But that's the odd part.
Half.
Remember, before it was we couldn't play the first half for nothing, and then we would jump back in the second half at the beginning of the season. Now we're just not playing any of the halves for anything.
Well, San Diego can't play the first half still. They almost came from behind again. They had pretty much had it won. But then Utah played good, though. Utah played really well.
And Utah's just getting healthy in that back line. And you have McKinney back. You have Manson, who can fly. He's the Kiwi. And you got Mono. And that's not even mentioned in Lasique, right?
I mean, interesting matchup because you had Old Glory handled the Free Jackals up there. You had Reese McDonald and the guys that got great fast backs. They couldn't handle Houston, which is what we said on the show, what happened. Houston was just too physical for them. So you wonder how they're going to do against Utah, because that's speed. That's not necessarily physical force power. Houston just beats you up. They beat you up in the scrum. They beat you up everywhere. But Utah is going to outrun you. And I don't know if Old Glory can hang with those guys or not.
Agreed. Gift?
I mean, this was just the week of, people absolutely shocking us on their losses. Between Ireland women getting absolutely demolished by what could arguably be the best team in women's rugby. But then to see the Western Force in Super Rugby beat the Crusaders, who I arguably thought Western Force might be the fourth worst club team in the world. And they beat the legendary Crusaders. It's you, Matt. You got cocky off of the Hurricanes win, and the Crusaders are just faltering heavier and heavier. This is the saddest moment you could probably have.
First of all,
Contessa's got to be the worst.
I haven't picked
the
fucking Crusaders in 3 weeks.
Contessa's got to be the worst rugby club in the world. This is the fourth.
Only beat by the Anthem. Right now is the Anthem and Tetsu Liners are literally just scratching the top. Barely at number two worst.
Who else would you put in there? What other team?
What? Okay, hold on. I thought about this. All right. We got Anthem at number at the worst team.
Is Anthem worse than Kintetsu?
But the Anthem are a Triple-A team playing in Major League Baseball.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Don't forget
the White Sox right now. They got to play against the Yankees. It doesn't matter.
Well, you guys are tough.
Yo,
Anthem worse than Kintetsu.
You know what? Technically, probably. I'll give it to the Liners simply because they have more history. At least you can say the Anthem are just there first. Liners have still been there and suck.
Well, their budget's also a lot more. Kintetsu Liners.
Okay, so who's third?
Number three? Ooh. I'm probably either going the Dragons or...
Good one.
Or...
Newcastle.
But Newcastle is like...
They're 0-15. They're 0-15 with 5 points in 15 games.
Anthem is 0 for lifetime. You can't put them in that category yet.
Newcastle's just going through a bad moment. Like, but as a team...
0-15 is a bad moment?
It's a bad moment for them when you play 20 games in a season.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's break for commercial and bring in George Hook after this.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy. Sheehy.com.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
And we're back, and once again, we're welcoming in the great George Hook. George, welcome back.
The great George Hook. George Hook is here. Yes. George Hook is here. Yeah.
George, what a weekend of rugby we had, George. I know that you were on the edge of your seat constantly, but the big question right out of the gate, South African pandemonium, George. Is this the end of South Africa with these losses by the Bulls and the Stormers?
Not since George Washington went in as an underdog at Yorktown have I heard a nation dismissed in such cavalier fashion. All right? Now, number one, although Jake White has proven to be show himself a bit of an idiot, nevertheless, they're in second place in the championship, you know. Now, the plus Leinster lose, so although you could well say, well, the Bulls have an opportunity with Leinster losing, nevertheless, it's not going to make a huge difference in the final run-up, in my opinion. Stormers losing is just one of those things. I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be writing off South Africa just yet. The words premature come to mind.
But George, for God's sakes, Ospreys beat the Stormers.
No, I agree. I am trying to, you know, bring a trifle balance to this. I mean, you probably would have told Oppenheimer that he was going to blow the whole world up. So, I mean, I just hesitate at your negativity. That's all.
Matt, you realize that George Washington analogy was 250 years ago. You've said the dumbest thing in the last quarter of a millennia. That's how dumb that was. The last 250 years. This is the last time somebody said something that dumb.
That should be worth some clicks, right? Some views. Do we get views for that?
Nope. Just dumb.
John, why don't you keep talking and ask George what you wanted to ask?
George, every season, like in the NBA or after the NBA All-Star game, you start preparing for the playoffs. You start putting your guys in there. You start getting ready for that. Is that what we're going to start seeing right now with the URC? Because right now you're seeing massive point differentials in bookie spreads, and teams are covering it because they're not fielding their best teams.
Well, I am very loath to be remotely critical of you, John, because I love you dearly. But I had to sit through this. You know, has Jake White destroyed the credibility of World Rugby, blah, blah, blah.
Hello, journalism.
Leinster go down to South Africa. And I was a second team with a third team.
Yeah.
It could have been a 14. Of the 15 who took the pitch, I recognized two names. So the thing is, you're right, though. That's the important thing. You're absolutely right. What you're now seeing is them preparing for the playoffs, or particularly in the case of somebody like Connacht, they are struggling might and main to get into those playoffs. So it's quite interesting the next couple of weeks to keep an eye on the results.
Is there an element where maybe we're just seeing everybody finding themselves again at the end, outside of Wales? Because I honestly feel Wales had the luckiest week.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't talk about Wales, you therefore, by definition, you talk about the Premiership and a result this weekend where Newcastle lose their 15th game in a row and concede as near as damn at 100 points, you know? So what do you do? Well, they're the bottom team. So the bottom team go down. Now, the problem is that the next division is not competitive. And Ealing and Coventry, who are 1 and 2, you know, just wouldn't come up because they know if they come up, they can't compete. At the same time, you have the teams who've gone bust. Now, here's the interesting thing for all you guys. The latest story is the Wasps are going to join the MLR. Now, that's a really interesting one, and it comes from a very good source. Kenny Logan, who played for Wasps, captain Wasps, they're trying to put together a base in Kent outside London, but he has said they are seriously looking at the MLR and that they have received, wait for it, received an invitation to join. So, well, I mean, if that were to happen, that could be a very interesting move, both for Wasps and the MLR.
Do you feel then in that situation, there's an actual benefit for a team like the Wasps? I mean, obviously, they were incapable of maintaining their own financial elements in their own region, let alone now the concern of having to go 3 hours overseas to be able to play in a division, in a league, 6 hours, whatever. In a
3 hours? Where'd you get 3 hours?
You know, planes are faster.
I don't know. Like, you can't turn around, say to London Irish and say, look, we're kicking Newcastle out. Why don't you come in? Right. I don't know how much London Irish still owe. I don't know how many players have not been paid their wages for the last number of weeks or months that they played for London Irish or Worcester or Wasps or whatever. So they're not credible financially. If you have a professional sport, the one thing you understand is we have to have money. And what rugby has manifestly failed to do is actually create enough money.
George, is Ronan O'Gara on the hot seat in La Rochelle?
They're not going to move O'Gara, point one, right? So it's not on the table. His standing in France is such that nothing's going to happen to O'Gara. But Napoleon famously said, when they handed him a general, he said, is he lucky? You know, you can have some idiot coach in Leinster and he stands a good chance of winning it, but you can have the best coach in the world at Benetton and he mightn't do so well.
All right, George, before we let you go, was that win for Munster over the Bulls one of the most gratifying as a fan, as a Munster fan for you? Top 10, top 5?
You obviously have no idea how old I am. And there I was on the terraces when we almost beat New Zealand in 1954. I was only 10 years of age, but I'm glued to the radio when we almost beat South Africa. 1978, we beat the All Blacks. And I say we, like, because Munster are my team. Munster have a history of pulling off some great results. Is this one up there? Absolutely. Stretching it to make the top 10. The top 10 for Munster is a hard list to break into, I can tell you.
What's the top one, George?
Ah, 78. Warney chips the ball ahead. Jimmy Bourne collects it on the bounce. Jinks past four guys, pops it inside to Cantillon, crashes over by the posts, and the All Blacks are toast. As long as I live.
Made into a play. I saw the play here.
It's a great play.
Great play. Great play.
One, two, three, up Munster! Up Rugby United!
United!
Yes!
Yes!
And I cannot let it pass that what the Guardian newspaper called the slaughter of the Irish, I was embarrassed, wholly embarrassed, as a former coach of the Irish women's team, to see them beaten by 88 points by England. And there is now a question of where is women's rugby going? If the unbalanced results like 88 points and what England are going, you know, are I don't know what's going to happen with France, obviously, but that's embarrassing. At the same time, and this is a crucial question, sevens is the game that women should be playing. Witness the Ireland sevens have qualified for the Olympics, and the Ireland 15s couldn't knock the skin off a custard.
Well, that doesn't mean that all women's teams should be playing, or all nations should be playing sevens as opposed to 15s, just because Ireland got the snot kicked out of them by a team, does it?
No, but in 1985, in Lawrence, Kansas, I told the women coaches there, the first women I'd ever seen in rugby, I told them they should be playing with a size 4 ball, one ball smaller. Lo and behold, after 50 years, they're now thinking about it. It's manifestly nonsense for women to be playing with a bigger ball.
So you started with a dumb question, you ended with a dumb question. Way to go, Matt. You're consistent.
Consistency. That's what we're aiming for. Thank you to Mr. George Hook for coming on.
Yeah, George Hook's the best. He's the best in the world.
Yee-hoo! Yeah. You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now. We're back after having George Hook. How great was George,
George
guys?
George Hook's the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quarter of a millennia. Dumbest question in the quarter of a millennia.
Told you it would happen.
I told you it would happen.
All right, he's muted to start the final segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go right to the MLR. John, I'm going to unmute you and ask you for your pick in the MLR.
Utah, -7, got Old Glory coming to visit at altitude. They cannot run with those backs that Utah has. Imagine trying to keep up with those guys, Mansing, at altitude, and Laseke. I don't think Old Glory can do it. So give me Utah, the Mountain Men, to take on Old Glory and beat them.
Look, we're going to look over. Dallas is taking on Miami this week. Miami getting false confidence off of an exceptional win against a team that seems to want to be unexceptional at the worst possible time. But that Dallas Jackals team is not one to play with. They're feisty. They're angry. They're coming off of rest. And I think Miami is about to be returned back to reality. Talented team, not a talented organization. Look for Dallas to win and cover the spread.
Why are you dissing the new organization? They're brand new. They've got state-of-the-art facilities. They're playing on a great field. They're with Messi.
And not a great organization right now. Maybe they'll be in 3 years.
Wow. Okay. All right.
All you just said was talent. We got a lot of facilities. We got great players, but we just don't put it all together. Great, talented team. Terrible organization right now.
They just smoked.
I was rooting for Dallas.
Absolutely smoked Nola.
Don't care if you're a big messy, you big soccer pundit.
Again, an exceptional win against a team that's trying to be unexceptional at the worst possible time.
All right.
Yeah, just because you want to go do a soccer show, you want to keep bringing up Messi.
All right, I got the marquee matchup, and that is Houston hosting San Diego. San Diego, though, could easily be 2-5 rather than 5-2. They squeaked by Los Angeles. They had two huge comeback wins. I don't know that they're that good. I think Houston is that good, and Houston's at home. Houston -4 all day.
Yeah, you're right. If San Diego doesn't outscore their opponents, they would have lost. Great analysis.
URC, John.
Leinster has gone down to South Africa with a third or fourth team. Those kids are going to have a ball. It's summer down there. They're going to have fun. They're going to have beautiful women in South Africa, beautiful weather. But they're going to get boat raced by the Stormers. The Stormers are going to put it on these boys because this is not the number one or number two Leinster side. Stormers all the way.
How much sun poisoning is going to be in that Leinster locker room by the time this game rolls around? Gift!
Munster got a great win against the Bulls off of a very last-second score. But that being said, they're going over to the Lions, just traveling a little bit of a ways. Lions coming off of the win against Leinster. I don't care what the team brought. They brought who they brought. Lions are coming in, going to cover the spread. Look for the Lions to take this one against Munster.
Okay, we have one of those where he said things. I'm going with Munster again to beat the Lions. And, you know, with no problem covering the spread, so you can go yourself, Gift. Let's move on to the Premiership.
The Lions are about to say to Munster.
Why would you say something like that?
Oh, did I leave you out, John? Why don't you go?
That was so rude. You're debating a sports game. Oh, go with it. You're some big, like John Wayne tough guy with a foul mouth.
Why don't you go yourself, Pilgrim? Let's move on to the Premiership.
That's the worst accent I've ever heard.
John, Premiership.
Anytime I can bet on Jamie George, Marlo Itoje, and Owen Farrell, I'd do it. So I'm taking Ceres over Bath.
And that doesn't matter whether or not Finn Russell plays or not.
Did I just tell you who I bet on?
All right. Okay. Okay. Gift?
Hey, man. Bristol just came off the greatest warm-up that they could use for this game against Leicester with that 88-point scrimmage that they did against Newcastle. And now they're looking for them to be able to return that again against Leicester, who also just came off of their worst version of a scrimmage that helped warm up Northampton. So I look for Bristol to cover and beat Leicester on the road.
You know, that one ruck changed the whole complexion of that game for Bristol and Newcastle.
I mean, if one ruck makes it swing by 88 points, by all means, let that ruck.
It was that one ruck. It can do it. It can change the whole complexion of a game. I'm going to go with Exeter to smoke Gloucester. Super Rugby, John.
Highlanders over Force. That's all you need to know. Go Highlanders.
That's a good pick. Gift.
I know it is. I don't need your validation.
Yes, you do. You just don't know it.
No, I don't.
No, you do.
The stupid old one ruck made a difference in the game. They almost didn't score 100 points on them.
Gift, when you're done laughing at him mocking me, you can make your pick, please.
Hey, look. This is what you get for trying to be overly New Jersey Buffalo-ing. And as a result, look for Fiji and Drua, boom, to be able to hold themselves at home against Moana Pacifica, because Fiji at home outside of playing against the single best team in the world, or one of them, is absolutely relentless. Fiji, cover, win. Moana Pacifica, no rivalry.
Give me the Canes. Give me the Canes versus the Brumbies, because that's New Zealand versus Australia. The Canes to remain undefeated. Let's take a break and come back with the NRL, the top 14, Japan Rugby League One, and our picks of the week after this. Hey, U.S. fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. From New York City comes America's longest running and most popular rugby show. The biggest names in Major League Rugby, MLR highlights, and big match previews. Rugby Wrap-Up presents MLR Weekly, made in New York City. And we are back, and we're staying down under, but we're switching codes. We're going to the NRL. John, let me guess. Who are you picking?
Manly Sea Eagles. That's right, over the Eels.
Your ability to ride the fence is unsurpassed. Disgusting. You're disgusting. gift.
We're looking at two teams that took two losses this week, but I'm looking at them to be able to rise up. Titans, Warriors. Look for the Warriors to be able to protect their house in New Zealand versus the Titans. Hey, continue to find themselves bit by bit by bit, because Warriors wanted the actual good Dragons, not the real ones.
Give me the Panthers. I'm getting 9.5 points versus the Cowboys. I'll take that all day. Panthers on the road, getting 9.5. Top 14, John.
La Rochelle, -9.5. Take them over Toulon.
A lot of points. Gift.
It's 9.5 points, exactly. That's exactly what I said. It was 9.5.
Boom, champ. Boom. Look at Toulouse to be able to cover the spread and absolutely mollywop at home of Racing 92, because Racing 92 has been a perpetual disappointment, and I am so upset that they have underwhelmed in every sense of the way that I did not expect them to do.
All right, every time you two have said mollywop on this show this season, the team that you said was going to mollywop the other one got mollywopped.
Like last week, John, who's saying mollywop about who? You have not. That is a bold-faced lie.
Bold-faced.
Listen, yep. On this show last week, John, you said Munster was going to get mollywopped, and they didn't, by the Bulls. Gift?
Yeah, and you picked Newcastle also.
Right. Oh my God. Never use the word mollywopped.
What are you talking about?
Never use the word
Purdue.
Never use the word mollywopped. And again, that one ruck changed the whole game. I'm going with Bordeaux over Bayonne, New Jersey, despite the fact that Bordeaux will be on the road. Japan Rugby League One. John, let me guess again.
Against the Kintetsu Liners. Surprise, surprise, surprise. As Gomer Pyle would say. You know, you're a lot like Gomer Pyle. Matt, you're a lot like Gomer Pyle.
Great. Fantastic. Gift.
Yo, here for the Verblitz, taking on the Cannon Eagles. Look for the Verblitz to keep it close.
I'm going with my Brave Lupus versus the Suntory Sun Goliath. Now, we are at the final moments of this show. It's tearful goodbyes. We're near it. John, who's your pick of the week?
Nala is looking for a little revenge. They're looking for a win. And unfortunately, on the other side for the other team is Anthem. They're going to beat them as bad as they want. This is going to be 20-25-point win easy. Give me Nala all day long.
Yo, looking over Women's Six Nations, literally the biggest game that's probably going to be happening on the continent that actually matters. England versus France. Emily Skerritt is back. England's trying to destroy. Look for France to actually cover. Ain't no 88 over 88 points to 10 like it is against Ireland. Look for the possible upset.
Dragons hosting Connacht, 8.5 points. I'm taking Connacht. On that note, I want to thank John Bradshaw, Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer, turned rugby advocate, King Gift A. Bailu, the inventor of words, George Hook, the Irish rugby legend, and thank you for tuning in. Please check out our other shows, including MLR Weekly. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Tell your friends about us. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. It won't kill you. And please join our American Red Cross blood donor team.
I'll wrap it up. Come on. We'd have room for some picks if you didn't have to thank so many people that don't pay us.